Milk prices are expected to hit near record levels. The soaring price of milk naturally drives up the costs of cheese, butter, and ice cream. NPR's Matt Hackworth reports a lot of things are going wrong between the supermarket shelf and the cows in the pasture.
It's springtime, and Dave Suppernant's herd of black and white Holsteins has left behind winter in the barn for nicer weather in the field. The cows crowd around the farmer. They nudge him with their wet noses in the middle of a green, windswept pasture near Mantino, Illinois. Suppernant says that over the last couple of years, the price he's been paid for the milk his cows produce has been low, around $1 a gallon.
It's been tough. You better have a good banker and pay your basic bills, and you don't do anything extravagant, let me tell you.
Relief for farmers like Suppernant is on the way. Milk is in high demand because right now, milk production is low. One reason is the key hormone many farmers give cows to produce more milk is in short supply. That's because federal regulators found problems in the Monsanto company's operation, so hormone production is limited. American cows are producing less milk, making demand for dairy products strong. Traders point and shout on the frenzied floor of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. This is the nation's main trading point for commodities like milk, cheese, and butter. With less milk to go around, trading is at near record levels on the exchange floor. Brokers keep a watchful eye on milk production and what goes into it, such as grain. Paul Nelson of the Iowa Grain Company says drought is driving up the cost of grain used to feed dairy cows.
It's one of the main costs that factor into the production of milk. I mean, you got the cost of the animal and then you got the cost of the feed, but grain is probably their number one cost of production other than purchasing the animal itself.
Purchasing cows has become a problem, too. Dairy farmers routinely sell off older, less productive cows. Many farmers replace those cows with ones from Canada. But the U.S.-Canadian border remains closed to cow imports in the wake of the mad cow scare. Keith Collins is the U.S. Department of Agriculture's chief economist. He says all the problems in the U.S. dairy market will soon drive up consumer costs.
The U.S. city average for whole milk during the month of March was $2.79 a gallon. That price increase is going to be roughly in the neighborhood of 50 to 60 cents a gallon. So we could see that $2.79 go up by 50 to 60 cents a gallon over the next couple of months.
Collins says the rising milk price could add to the government's cost of providing nutritional assistance plans like the Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC program. But by the end of the summer, average consumers could see relief. Cows naturally produce more milk in the spring, but it'll take a few months for supply to change the market. When it does, the cost of milk should drop, just in time for the end of the summer ice cream season. Matt Hackworth, NPR News, Chicago.